These are two articles on the environment. First is entitled Take a Walk on the Wild Side with Centrevale Park Friends. A wildlife survey of Centrevale Park in Tobberden formed the background to a new park walk held last Sunday, June the 2nd. Charles Flynn has carried out an extensive biodiversity survey over the last 2 years, which has identified more than 500 different species of birds, plants, animals and insects in Centrevale. Mr. Flynn, who's a member of the Friends of the Park group, guided the wildlife walk on Sunday morning. The walk was free and open to everyone with an interest in the area's wildlife, which, as he said, we need to value more than ever. Accompanied children and dogs were welcome. People just turned up on the day, but some also contacted the walk leader in advance on charles.flynn52@gmail.com for more details. The walk started from the old coachyard at 10:30, which is reached from the John Fielden statue when you take the tarmac path curving behind the site of the Centrevale Mansion and the Lucky Dog. As a new venture, regular monthly guided walks have been organised this year by the Friends of Centrevale Park. Visit the Friends website, www.friendsofcentrevaleparkcom, for more information about the walks and to access a link to the wildlife survey. The second of these articles is called Working Together to Prevent Moorland Fires. Everyone can help us. Calderdale Council is working proactively with West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service and West Yorkshire Police to prevent moorland fires. But all agencies also depend on vigilance and care of those in our wonderful countryside to help protecting it. While Calderdale was thankfully unaffected by recent high-profile blazes at nearby Marsden Moor and Ilkley Moor, it's important that local people and visitors recognise the part they play in supporting the Council, West Yorkshire Fire and Rescue Service and West Yorkshire Police and other local authorities to prevent future incidents. Calderdale Council is working with these services in pursuing strict prevention methods through the introduction of public spaces protection orders, which would prohibit barbecues and fire lighting in defined areas of our countryside. Consultations were launched during May for people to have their say on these plans, and people can find out more and have their say at www.calderdale.gov.uk/PSPO. The proposals for public space protection orders must be considered by the Council's Cabinet before they can be put in place. This will happen after the consultations have ended.